Women's Day March in Oslo blocks pro-Israel participants carrying hostage signs. By Joel B. Polak on March 9, 2024. Pro-Israel women in Oslo, Norway, were prevented from attending an International Women's Day march by organizers and pro-Palestinian participants on Friday. The pro-Israel women were carrying signs advocating for female Israeli hostages currently being held by Hamas in Gaza. State-owned news website NRK reported, via Google Translate. There were approximately 6,000 who turned up at Young Storget, and among them a support group for Israeli hostages. They were physically prevented by other participants in the train, and they were eventually told by the event committee that they could not participate in the train with the passwords they had. The Times of Israel elaborated. A video posted on social media by the Defend Israel Democracy group shows other marchers forming a human chain to prevent demonstrators carrying posters showing hostages from joining the main march. Women who spoke to the broadcaster say that they received prior permission from the organizers to participate. No Zionists on our streets. The organizers of the main parade on the International Women's Day parade in Oslo prevented us from participating in the parade and joining the section against the use of rape as a weapon in war. The reason, the hashtag bring them home now signs we pic.twitter.com/dk8sfxara. Defend Israeli Democracy, at Israeli Defend, March 9, 2024. There has been a consistent double standard applied against Jewish and Israeli women, with the United Nations Women Organization waiting 8 weeks to condemn gender-based violence by Hamas terrorists October 7. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.